Finally today, what can high art teach us about politics, economics, and sociology? Answer, quite a lot. Just walk through Class Distinctions, the new exhibition at the Museum of Fine Arts, and you learn a lot about income inequality and social mobility. But not in the way the Occupy movement sees it. Rather, you witness the complexity of these issues through the eyes of Rembrandt, Vermeer, and other Dutch masters. Class Distinctions is one of the largest exhibitions of 17th century Dutch paintings we've seen in some time, and it also took Sebastian Smee's breath away. He's the Pulitzer Prize-winning art critic for the Boston Globe, and he joins us now. Hi there, Sebastian.
Hi, Meghna.
So, Class Distinctions. Describe the show for us. What was your reaction to it?
Well, look, it's a great show. It's a wonderful show. It's a show of paintings from the Dutch Golden Age, so the 17th century, and we're familiar with lots of those names. You mentioned already Vermeer and Rembrandt. There's Gerard ter Borch and, Frans Hals and all sorts of other greats. The idea behind the show is that it basically gives us an overview of Dutch society. Now, it's not that these painters were documenting reality exactly. They weren't. They were painting what their clients wanted, and things that just sort of appealed to them. But what is amazing is that unlike the art of Italy from the same period or of any of the other great nations, you can get an idea of the entirety of Dutch society from Dutch painting because they were just so interested in describing their own society.
Right, and it's really that was the thing that most just stunned me about it because it's all collected into one space too, right? And for those in the know, you can go to different museums and see these different paintings in different contexts, but it's quite something else to see them all together.
It's amazing. It's a real feat to get them all together as well. I mean, the curator Ronnie Bear has worked on this for years, and to get major institutions like the Louvre or the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam to lend these works is so hard. It is so hard, and she's done a brilliant job.
Okay, so you mentioned MFA curator Ronnie Bear. Well, we did walk around Class Distinctions with her. It's such a treat to be able to see these paintings with the exhibition curator. And so we started where the show begins, with paintings of the Dutch upper classes in the 17th century. And, oh, Sebastian, help me, because I'm not good with these Dutch names.
This is
a painting by Bartholomeus Vanderhelst?
Vanderhelst, absolutely. Yeah, he was one of the sort of most in-demand Dutch portrait painters of the time.
Okay, so Ronnie Bear talked to us about one of Vanderhelst's paintings that's titled Abraham Delcourt and His Wife, and here's what she said.
The subject of this double portrait, in addition to being a lovely marital portrait, and he's tenderly holding her wrist, and you can see her wedding ring on her thumb, but really the subject of the painting is her dress. Mm-hmm. Her dress is the most exquisite, sumptuous thing, and Abraham Delcourt was a textile merchant.
This is another one of those Dutch paintings that you have to do like a triple take.
Yeah.
Because if you just look at the dress, it looks like a photograph.
Right. And that's exactly what Abraham Delcourt appreciated in the ability of this artist. That's exactly why he went to this guy, because he could paint like nobody's business.
Okay, Sebastian, I have to say, I'm looking at a print of the painting in the catalog for the exhibition, and I still feel the same way. I have no idea how he painted the photoreal texture in the dress of this woman.
It's absolutely dazzling, isn't it? And it takes up a good sort of, third at least of the picture, just that dress. You know, there are other painters who were equally well known at the time for this amazing sort of fidelity to optical appearance, and they love to paint satin dresses and other such things to show off that ability. What's just as interesting to me is that you get painters like Rembrandt or ter Borch, who was great at satin dresses, but also great at painting, the clothes of the poor, for instance. And you see that, they use thicker brush strokes and, the clothes are sort of brown or black and darker. You get the painter adapting their style to the different context and the different subject. It's extraordinary in that sense.
Well, that's interesting because Ronnie Bear she echoed exactly the sentiment that you were talking about, that basically, what was the purpose amongst this class of Dutch, the rising merchant class or upper middle class in the 17th century? What was the purpose of having these grand portraits painted? And we were talking about a certain sort of very conspicuous self-consciousness about it. And here's what Ronnie Bear said.
They're interested in crafting an image of themselves.
Yeah, they were brand aware.
Correct, correct. I think that's really what this is all about.
Yeah.
They're very, very aware that this is a brand new republic and these are the people who are responsible for making it what it was, and at the same time crafting images that are branding.
And how much of that informed the 17th century Dutch masters?
Oh, I think it's a really crucial point. I mean, these painters were competing with one another to get the most prestigious commissions, and that often meant carving out not only sort of your own subject matter that you became well known for, but also your own style, your own way of painting. And you see painters like Rembrandt changing that style over a period of time, loosening up his brushwork, you know, all sorts of different things. I mean, you know, that's one of the joys of the show, that you see, on the one hand, the Ter Borches and the, you know, Van der Helst painting Saturn, but then you see, you know, the sort of amazing sort of, you know, swift-looking brushstrokes of Frans Hals conveying this extraordinary kind of intimacy when he paints a dear friend. And then, again, you know, people like Jan Steen changing their style according to, you know, whether he's painting a sort of raucous group of drunken people at a party or, you know, a wealthy brewery owner outside his house talking to a poor woman. So it's fascinating to see all those changes.
So can we talk about Rembrandt for a moment?
Of course.
Because we've mentioned him and we've mentioned him a couple of times already. And this show is organized in terms of portraits of the upper classes, and then there's the sort of mercantile and trade class, and then there are, you know, the working class and the poor of 17th century Dutch society. And in that middle room, there is a Rembrandt masterpiece, right? The Shipbuilder's Wife.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary painting. It's a double portrait. It's the shipbuilder and his wife.
And
so
his wife,
yeah,
that's
so it's
it.
So it shows an elderly man, and he's working on the design of a ship. You can see, because you know, you can see the drawing in front of him, and his wife is coming in. She's very much his partner, you feel, in the business enterprise they're working on. She sort of, you know, forces her way into his space. She's passing him a letter or a document, and they feel very sort of intertwined. And there's just something so powerful about the way, you know, I tend to prefer Rembrandt to, say, Vermeer. I love Vermeer. There are two Vermeers in the show, and that's reason enough for anyone to come and see it. But
is Vermeer too precise for you?
Well, it's a different quality, I think. You know, you get this sort of optical quality, this sort of sense of pinpricks of pooling light in Vermeer. And that's something to marvel at. But the way Rembrandt gives us a sense of substance and heft, you know, with his different kinds of brushstroke, it's less optical and it's more substantial. And there's something about that I really respond to.
Well, same thing goes for what makes Ronnie Bear, the MFA curator, respond to it, because she was like virtually agog at this painting. Let's hear what she had to say.
I'm awfully happy that he's a shipbuilder, so that I could ask for him for this exhibition, because it's really one of my favorite paintings in the world. I love the fact that he can capture an elderly person's face like nobody else, right? It's just, and the concentration in his furrowed brow, and the fact that, you know, she's talking. It seems very obvious that she is in the middle of speaking. Her lips are open. The humanity of his painting speaks to me very deeply.
And Sebastian, does a painting like this serve a different purpose than the grand portraits we were talking about earlier? I mean, is this something that would have still been commissioned for Rembrandt to do? Do we know?
Yes, I believe so. I mean, I think all, you know, one of the points of the show is that, you know, everyone knows about 17th century Netherlands. You had a rising mercantile class who were becoming better and better off and more interested in producing images of themselves. They were burghers, which is not the same as, you know, the bourgeoisie of say 19th century France. They were a different class, but they were very proud of themselves and definitely wanted images of themselves.
And it's interesting because there is a portrait in that middle room of a prostitute as well.
Right. No, that's right. I mean, the show tries to give us an idea of all the different kinds of jobs anyone could do in 17th century Holland. And one of them is a very arresting portrait of a prostitute. In some ways, you know, she's titillating, I guess, to viewers of the time. But there's something as well that's incredibly tender, and, you know, she's not made up. There's something, she's not prettified. She looks very direct and immediate. And you get a sense of the real person as you look at it. It's a powerful, powerful painting, no question.
Well, in one of the last rooms, we get a view of life amongst the working and lower classes of 17th century Dutch society. And as soon as we walked in with Ronnie Bear, there is something that I noticed almost immediately. And here's what it is.
You know, the first thing that strikes me when we come in here is that the observers at a further remove.
Interesting.
They're more sort of landscapes rather than, I don't see the people's faces first and foremost.
That's a very good observation. Most of these are not, with the exception of the fishwife, you're right, most of these are faceless people, are people bent at their work.
Yeah, we're seeing what they do,
right.
But not necessarily
who
they are.
Correct.
That was my observation with some of the paintings in the room that depict the working classes of Dutch society. But in the last minute that we have, Sebastian, that just sort of leads me to this big question about, you know, this exhibition forces us to ask, like, you know, this is art, not journalism.
Right.
So it's not supposed to be an accurate representation of Dutch society, and yet it does tell us something that maybe we wouldn't have otherwise known.
It certainly does. And you know, you have to keep in mind this ambivalent attitude that the Dutch had toward the poor. In some ways, they sort of had great sympathy. It was a better place than many other places in Europe to be poor in the 17th century. There was a tradition of charity and philanthropy, and there are pictures of almshouses and so on. But you also get a sense of them sort of patronizing the so-called undeserving poor and making fun of them and showing them drunk and behaving badly. So there is that ambivalence. But I find that there's an incredible dignity in so many of these pictures of the of poor people, and it's just so moving. It's a beautiful exhibition.
Well, Sebastian Smee, Pulitzer Prize-winning critic for the art critic for the Boston Globe, thank you so much.
Thank you, Maggie.
We were talking about Class Distinctions, a fabulous new show at the MFA, and thanks also to MFA curator Ronnie Bear. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.